Hello?
Hello, is this an Eldana there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Hello, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, I said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, the line was breaking up. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or would you not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I ask your age?
65.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are extremely motivated. Zero means you are not motivated at all. And 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year.
I'm going to do it when I'm that motivated. How about a 2?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And now, I am going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. We have 4 options here, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say so, strongly or somewhat?
What's the last one?
I'm sorry?
What is the last? I had 4 choices.
Oh,
what was the what was the 4th choice?
Okay, so the 4th choices are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Well, we don't know much about him.
Okay, no problem. Next one,
Go ahead, go on.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And also Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard about this person or institution, please let me know. So the first one again is Joe Biden.
What's the response I'm supposed to give you?
Of course, the responses are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Derek Merritt.
I don't know that much about him.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one again, Marcy Kaptur.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, First Energy.
First Energy, I think that's what I have. Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And then next one, Democrats in Congress.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Kennedy.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither one.
Okay, no problem. But let's say that you have to decide, which one candidate would you lean towards?
Oh, God, I have to answer that one.
No, if you wouldn't like to respond, it's okay. No problem. Thank you. We can move to the next one. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you so much. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for him?
No.
Okay, no. Thank you so much. You're no problem, thank you. No, actually, we're just a couple of questions to go.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? Also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know.
Not true.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. Okay, and now I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each one, please tell me if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for Derek Merritt, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know. So the first one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Do you want me to repeat the options again?
Wait a minute. Repeat the reviews again.
The statement again or the options? I'm sorry.
The statement.
Oh, of course, of course. So the statement says, Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. And the options are much less likely to vote for Derek, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or not true.
Most likely not to vote for him.
Okay, thank you so much. Next statement. As a lender who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
What about families on Christmas?
He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So it will just be much less likely, somewhat less likely. I'm sorry?
I wouldn't vote for him.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Next statement, we're just a couple of statements to go. Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. He even thought the voters of Ohio, even though the voters of Ohio voted to keep abortion access legal, Merritt supports a federal ban that could overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape and incest. Merritt even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
No, what was the choices?
Oh, of course. The options are much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
Oh, the first one, most likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age.
So what's my choice?
Okay, of course. The choices are much less likely, some less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
Most not likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. We're just a couple to go. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we fought for the bill for Merritt's corruption. The options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. The last statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. Sorry. While
I'm laughing at.
Oh, okay. Okay. The rest of the
more important things to worry about. That's the government.
No worries. No, of course, no worries. Well, the rest of the statement says, While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So the options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
More likely.
More likely to vote for him or much less likely to vote for him?
Oh, much less.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
What is the reason?
Yes, the best reason to vote against him.
Sounds like he wants to keep it all in his pocket. Doesn't want to spend any money on. I didn't hear anything about the seniors. He's doing anything for the seniors.
Okay, let me just take notes about that.
People to still keep working. They'll never be able to retire if he wants to keep them working to raise the age that you can retire.
Okay, thank you so much.
They'll never be able to enjoy their retirement if they got to that's because they took money from Social Security. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. I'm taking notes here based on what you just told me.
Okay,
retirement. Okay. Retirement. Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. Next one. We're just a couple of questions to go. And over time.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, and thank you so much for your patience. I promise you we're okay. So over
the people like you that had to call people and get the phone calls in your ear. I would support him if he was the last man on earth.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your patience and your time again. The next question says, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
Sounds like an asshole.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't sound like he's really helping.
Oh, okay.
He must be running in Ohio against Marcy Kaptur. That's why they're doing this poll. He must be behind in the polls. He must be behind.
Okay. I'm sorry, that I wasn't able to hear the first part of your answer because the line was breaking up a little bit. Would you mind repeating your primary reason why you shouldn't vote for Republican Derek Merritt, please?
You can put this down. Because he's an asshole.
Oh, okay. No worries. No worries.
Against Marcy Kaptur. And she wins all the time, every time. So she's a pretty influential person.
Okay. Thank you. Let's just take notes here. One moment. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
13 years.
Okay, thank you. So would you say it's like technical or vocational school?
Yeah, that's what it was, technical.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or something else?
No, I think of myself as a Democrat.
Okay. And would you say strong or not strong?
Not strong.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all.
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. And this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Again, thank you for your time and participation. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.